Good morning. Welcome back to Morning Coffee. My name is Rick Alexander. You guys know that when I do this show, Mondays and Fridays are normally just me talking short, sort of sip of coffee type of episode. And then on Wednesdays, I usually do a long form. But as I got to this new channel, one of the things that I did promise myself is that I would never be locked into anything, that this isn't a prison. This is something that's an authentic expression for me. And so I do have some really cool guests coming up, but I didn't feel the need to force something. I didn't feel the need to just force an episode just to make it happen. And so today is actually something I actually really do want to talk about, because this weekend I have the Clarity Academy workshop coming up in Denver. I am looking at doing a couple other workshops. I'm going to do one at the end of May, early June in New England. So if you're interested in that, I'll have details soon. I'm also looking to do a California date as well. But if you're in Colorado and you're interested in this kind of work and in self-awareness type work, figuring out your value system, figuring out like how technically do you craft a life of meaning for yourself, personality, these are all things that we're going to go over in the Clarity Academy workshop. It's kind of like pushing fast forward on your growth. That's what I strive for. These are a lot of the principles that changed my own life and just helped me figure out what I wanted for myself and what I wanted, the direction that I wanted to go. And so as I was getting ready for that this weekend, I started making a few notes on change. And so that's what I'm going to talk about today. And so today I wanted to have a real candid talk about what happens when you do decide to answer your invitation to change and to evolve in life, because man, there's a lot of isolation and there's a lot of confusion and there's a lot of feeling lost. So those are the things that we're going to talk about today. Again, I do have a couple of spots left. So if you are interested in that, hit me up at rickalexander_ or go to rickalexander.com and you can find a link to register on my Eventbrite. I would love to have you there. But if not, enjoy a few notes on change. Matthew 7:13 in the Bible says, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it, but small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." I think that's the important part. Only a few find it. That's what we're going to talk about. I began to reflect what the obstacles were to waking up. And you know, when I say waking up, really what I'm referring to is just simply becoming aware of yourself. Before you become aware of how you're showing up, you have these moments where you question the way that you've been living or what you seem to be living for. You're embedded in your life, kind of like a dream. Not in the sense that it's blissful, but more in the sense that things don't always make a ton of sense. The world around you seems fixed. And in truth, you don't really know you're asleep. You tend to think you and your thoughts are the same thing. And because of this enmeshment into the thinking mind, your life is a series of reactivities. Things happen and then you react. One of the things that I was talking to one of my clients about, who seemed to get really angry about things that are injustices in the world. But you know, the problem with that is if I can do anything to you to elicit a reaction, no matter it's good or bad, if I can make you feel how I want you to feel based on how I show up, well, then I don't feel like you're truly free. And I feel like your growth journey should actually lead you to a place of more independence and more freedom, not reliance on things and people and methods. I think true growth is the path to freedom. Our posture towards life when we're in this way of being can be brutal, because after a while, you find that you're always trying to keep the world around you at this like equilibrium. You always feel like there's something you must do to make things right or to be successful. And as you give yourself to the world around you, what you'll find is that the world keeps taking all that you give and then keeps asking. And I know when you're in this way of being, you tend to reason like, oh, I have to do certain things. But the reason that's true is because most of what you do is actually a reaction. Unfortunately, when you have to do something, you begin to resent it. For example, I have to get X kind of job because I need these kind of benefits or whatever you've been taught. You can fill that in with whatever you were taught growing up. But then what happens is you begin to question your own thoughts and the way that you're living your life is that out of that confusion, choice begins to emerge. The awareness of how we are eventually leads to the awareness that there are other ways to move through the world. As this choice begins to emerge, it comes in the form of a call. And here's what I mean. Martin Luther King, Gandhi, basically most of the names that you know because they stood for revolution in the world. They did so by executing their right to choose a response. The world slung hate at them, most likely more hate than you in 2020 could even comprehend. And as it did, they were called to respond with love and wisdom, a choice that's always available to us, but not until we become aware. And so as we become aware of who we are, and more accurately, who we aren't, this begins a process that I want to talk about today. It's the detaching of an old identity. And this is probably one of the most isolating experiences that you can go through, because as you begin to leave the former self, you realize that who the world knows you as can't exist in its current form. Typically, if you begin really feeling called to grow and evolve in life, you'll look around and find that not all of your friends are hearing the same call. This part of the journey tends to be where the isolation begins. And so what happens at this stage of the growth journey is that you begin this tug of war between the ego and the soul. The ego is going to fight losing an old identity. There are various reasons for this, but for the sake of this message, we'll use the obvious, which is the ego only knows itself in relation to others. Chances are that it's grown quite comfortable in its life. And the reason that you'll feel internal resistance toward growth is the same reason that some of your friends and family will also resist you changing. Essentially, change is tough on the psyche. And because we map the world out by understanding where we are in relation to others, if you start moving the chess pieces without everyone's consent, it feels like we're losing track of the game. And so with things shifting, it hints at what we all know but few are able to appreciate, which is nothing in this life is permanent. And so your call to grow is because you're feeling the desire to evolve and transcend. And the ego has to die in this context because it's the only way that you're able to be born again. And so you let go of who you are. And there's usually, what's weird, what people don't actually talk about is there's often a mourning process of your old life, right? Even if it wasn't serving you, as you begin to evolve, there's like a deep sadness for who you were, and who you were served you at one time. And that's why we have to appreciate it. But that doesn't mean we don't evolve just because we appreciate the identity we had. It's okay to mourn it. We just kind of move on and we go where we're called. Most likely, because of this resistance to change, this season is going to last for a while, maybe even longer than it should, but that's okay. And I'll explain why toward the end here. But for me personally, this season was a series of moments sprinkled into the year where I would feel detached from what was going on around me. I remember one night I was drinking at a bar and I looked at the bottle in my hand and I just had this knowing that, like, all of a sudden I was in the wrong place. Not that drinking or bars or socializing is wrong. I just knew for me in that moment, I was holding on to who I'd been. The truth is that I had a half-written book at home that the world needed to read, and even in denying my call to live my life from a different place, I kept holding on to what I knew and what was comfortable, even with the mounting internal resistance. And so that's when you have these moments where all of a sudden it hits you. It's like, whoa, I think I'm fucked up. I think I gotta move. I think it's time to change. I remember another time I was on my lunch break at work and I had run home for an interview on the old podcast, Lionheart Radio, and it was with Brian McKenzie, who's the founder of CrossFit Endurance at the time. Now it's Power Speed Endurance. And we had this conversation about the need to, like, question your life and live uncomfortably so that you could keep demanding more of your potential in your life. And as I finished the interview up, I sprinted back to work and I was like, you know, those moments where, you know, those activities that you do that inspire you and breathe life into you and they leave you with more energy than you had before you started them. That's how, like, a really good conversation on the podcast is for me. I have all of these new perspectives and ideas and things I'm excited to think about. And so I sprinted back to work. And as I walked into my office, I heard two distinct conversations going on. One was about politics and one was about quitting smoking. Now, look, I know these conversations are going on every day, and I don't feel as though this is about bad or good, but I did know in that moment, my life was asking me to show up in the world in a different way. I could see that both Republicans and Democrats had latent potential they were putting off by reacting to the social climate around them. And in that moment, I remember there could be no more ignoring. And it's funny because you'll probably notice that the call gets louder and louder. At least it did for me. And so you have these moments of inner knowing that you're meant for something other than how you've been living your life. And you're going to be presented with a choice. And it's going to feel like the more you answer your call to level up, the more isolated you become. And what's happening here is actually a matter of frequency. See, we get what we tune into in this life, and we tend to attract however we are. Now, you don't have to think of it in terms of woo-woo. I tend to, right? Because I think we all do seem to put off a certain energy, right? I think vibes actually do matter. But if you want to think about it in a more direct sense, look, that's why heroes don't really date losers for very long. And I mean that literally. See, if you engage with the world in a forthright way and you begin to demand more of yourself and your partner doesn't, it'll become more and more of a strain on the relationship. You know, there's a part in the Bible as well. I know we're hitting the Bible twice in this episode, but where it talks about you and your partner being unevenly yoked. And most religious people that I've grown up with tend to think that this means that if one of you believe in God, you both have to, or it'll add a lot of strain to the relationship. But I think there's a deeper reading of this text, which isn't disagreeing, but what it's saying is you actually both just really need to be coming from the same place. If you conceptualize the world differently, which is what's happening when you grow, you know, your worldview is actually changing, you're likely to miss when it comes to dealing with conflict. Because our values tell us what things mean, tells us what's important. And so if what's important is changing for you and not for somebody else, it can begin to become really difficult to meet in that space. That's why a six-figure job with incredible benefits looks to some people like the deal of a lifetime, and then to others like a prison sentence. You want to come from a similar place so one of you doesn't hit the roadblock and turn around while the other recognizes it's an obstacle and just wants to keep going, or, you know, whatever comes up. It's just important that you see things the same way. And truly, like, this is the rub with all of what you're going through in these moments. When you begin to feel like a stranger in situations that used to be completely normal to you, what's happening is the way that you're beginning to see the world is new to you and most likely not shared by everyone that's around you. And that's okay. You're going to go through a few things, and that's normal as well. You know, for starters, your ego, like I said, is going to want to make you feel like you're better than the people around you. This is the one that I really dealt with for years. You see this a lot when people get on a new growth kick and they begin to cut the people around them out of their life. I think in most cases, this is a mistake. Now, if you need less time around people that are toxic in your life, that's fair. But just because you're starting to see the world differently says nothing about actual value, like value of life. So what you'll find if you stick with your change process is that eventually you learn how to put the right boundaries in your life. And as you begin to figure out what centers you and what you need and what you're here for, a lot of the other stuff you realize isn't worse or bad, it's just different. And so with the right boundaries and the right understanding of self, what happens is purpose and belonging, they start to coexist, right? You begin to find your place a little bit more. But there's this period of isolation that I talked about. And part of this, like I said, we attract what we are. And so as you begin to raise your vibration, you'll see that the right people will eventually enter your life. But just because you're beginning to pivot in life now doesn't mean that all of the right people are going to flock to you. It's a bit like the universe is actually just wanting you to prove your beliefs. But as an example, I think 3 or 4 years ago, I was low, man. Like, I felt the massive desire to begin embracing change in my life, and I can't tell you how alone that feeling felt, which I think is probably why I'm doing this episode. And I would force myself to pick up old habits, but there'd be like no resonance there anymore. And the only reason I'm telling you this is because honestly, there are about 6 people that I truly follow as teachers at this point in my life, because most people just don't reach my standard of thought, to be honest. Like, to follow them, I mean, as a true teacher. And so I've come to grips with the fact that as you figure out what is for you, there's a lot more of life that just isn't for you. And with that, 4 of those teachers are actually close friends now. And I say this only because I want you to know that if you're in this period of isolation, it, just like everything else, is not permanent. It's a season, and it's teaching you something, which leads me to my second to last point on change. It's okay to feel lost. And I mean that from a literal standpoint. Before you find your way, you just are lost. And that's how it goes. But when we're lost, I think there's 2 totally different ways to play it. The first one, which is what most of us do at first, I know I certainly did, which is pretend that you're not lost. You pretend that you have it together, but inside you know something massive is happening that is still yet to be revealed. You really don't know much in this phase. And I think if we can all just take a deep breath, we'll realize that being lost is okay. When you don't know and you admit it, you don't have any pressure of being right. I know for me, I was beginning to care less and less about the money and the achievements and, you know, the things I thought I really cared about. And for about a year or so, I acted like everything was normal. And the truth is, often life presents us with these seasons. And if we learn the lesson, we advance to the next season. But what you can't do is learn what you already know. And this is the real danger of acting like you have your shit together when everything inside of you knows that you don't. And so look, it doesn't mean you're going to be a mess forever. It doesn't mean that you're behind your peer group. It doesn't mean you won't eventually be a leader in whatever area that you feel called to once you figure it out. It means that right now, you're getting an error message. The way you've conceptualized the world isn't working anymore because something deep within you is calling you to move or change or evolve. Honor that feeling by letting go of your need to be right and have it all figured out so that eventually you can. We really prolong our suffering when we front like everything is normal, and inside, every part of us knows it's time to change and we have no idea what the hell is going on. And so my last note on change is that you don't get to go back. And that's, I know when you don't know what's going on, the desire to go back to what's comfortable is extreme. And you might even try, but like I said, there probably won't be resonance there anymore. I wrote a bit about this and shared it on the last channel, and I thought that I'd share it today because it's super important to come to grips with as you feel the urge to evolve in life. See, I've come to the realization that enlightenment, waking up, remember, just becoming aware of self so that you can actually have choice in life, is a process that demands that it be seen through to the end. And so as you grow and learn more, you'll never be content to go back to your old way of being. The only thing that lies at the end of curiosity is more curiosity, more desire for the unarticulated. And so you could think about it as if you're living your entire life in this dark room with no windows. And you're not unhappy because it's all you've ever known. But then one day, you see a little light peeking through the blinds. And as you approach it, you lift the blinds only to realize there's an entire other world outside that you knew nothing about. There's mountains and rivers and animals and sunlight. See, from that point forward, you'll never be content to go back to living in the dark room, no matter how happy you were or content you were. So you won't stop until you get out there and experience this new world for yourself. I think this call to adventure is the greatest of human calls. And there's no going back to how it used to be in the dark room. The trajectory of your life will forever be changed whether you like it or not. And I found that asking the right questions they're a little bit akin to pulling the blinds back. See, each new question you ask yourself that hints at the ultimate truths of our reality will ultimately unfold 10 more. Thus, understanding the human experience isn't about getting the right answers. It's about asking yourselves the right question. So as you venture off outside of your dark room, you'll inevitably find that not all that glitters is gold. You'll find that the mountains are taller than they look, the rivers are deeper than you imagined, but it won't matter because this is now your journey. You'll probably suffer in the name of new experiences and growth, but you'll also realize that suffering is necessary, that sometimes the ecstasy makes all of the struggle worth it in ways that we can't fully understand at the time. So look, there's a lot of confusion when you start being called to move in life. When you start being called to change, there's isolation, there's doubt as you question it all because it runs so counter to what you've always thought. Some people you love won't support you, and some people you've never met will. At the end of it, you just have to be true to yourself and that feeling that's the deepest within you. It's not lying. You just can't see the whole picture. I know I'm often guilty of asking to see the path when really what I need is the next step and I actually have it. I'm just afraid to step without seeing it, and so I do this back and forth thing, and while I do, my gifts are being hoarded and I'm no longer showing up how I want to. There's a part in The Hero's Journey by Joseph Campbell where he says, you know, there's this time where you have to let go of what you know. You have all of this level of comfort, let's say. Maybe it's your paycheck. It's the gifts you have in your life. But if you're being called towards something else, you don't get the new gifts until you let those go. You know, I think most of us were that monkey up on the tree. We don't want to swing to the other tree until we know there's a banana over there, especially if we got one in our hand. But if you're truly being called to change in life. That's actually what it requires. And so the last thing that I want to say is the crowd needs you. The prevailing narratives are always resistant to what's new. The people that see things differently are always black sheep. But the thing to understand about history and about our lives is that the black sheep that doesn't give up becomes the redeemer of the family. It's like Gandhi said, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, and then you win. I love you. I hope you have an amazing Wednesday. We'll talk Friday on Morning Coffee.